Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom. Welcome to the show. Well, right now I'm talking to you. I am in my office, one of my offices in Wollongong, which is an area just south of Sydney on the coast here in Australia. And so I'm sitting in my office at Wollongong. I often bring you this show from my home because I just take my children to school and then wander home and do a little bit of admin and then jump online and do my radio show, do a little bit more admin, talk to a few clients, jump back in the car, go and get my children. And that's my Friday, which is so Southern Hemisphere, it's Friday, midday and thereabouts, take a few hours depending on your time zone. And then obviously in Northern Hemisphere, I'm talking to you late in the evening. You may also be listening to this as a podcast, which is one of my most favourite ways. When I think about my show going out across the world and being able to be accessed by people from all over the planet, and then, you know, to know that it's available as a podcast, it really warms my heart because it just means you can listen to it at a time that's convenient for you. So I love the notion of podcasts. So welcome to today's show. Today we're going to be talking about the rhythm and the power of the moon. It's something that I use the power of the moon often, whether it's to simply look up and soak in the energy that it is and ground myself, or whether it's to, you know, work with its power, work within its rhythm, or whether it's just, you know, being aware of my own body's connection to the moon and as I move through my monthly menstrual cycle, just aware of where it's up to, and I can kind of look at the moon almost sometimes and know, oh, yep, ovulating, yep, coming up to my period. So it's pretty good. It's great to be able to work that way, you know, as a woman, to be in tune with the power of the moon in that way. So today we'll be talking a little bit about that and talking about how you can harness the different stages or phases of the moon and really make some changes in your everyday life. So that will be the focus of today's show. How's my week been? My week has been, well, it's been busy. It always is. But it's actually been a challenging week. This week's been a challenging week. And the way I like to relate to people is, look, when you come and see me as a client, you know, I will always absolutely focus upon you and give you my absolute best. I rarely reflect on my own life in sessions. It's about that, you know, where is appropriate personal disclosure or not. At times I will. But certainly in my writing and in my radio shows, I talk about myself, and on online social media, I talk about myself all the time. Not only because it's one of my favourite topics, I talk about myself because I think, you know, look, I'm someone who has had a whole lot of experiences where you know, I've had suffering in my life. I've had, you know, really amazing, positive, transformational experiences, and I've had suffering as well. And I'm really glad that I've had the experience of learning what it feels like to have suffered and then to have transcended that suffering. So it's in the transcending of the suffering that's the kind of stuff I like to share with you, simply because I think when you hear another person's story, it can help you to have hope that your life can be different as well. So I like to be open. I also just like to be really transparent. I don't like to put myself up with someone who's, you know, not affected by anything just because I'm talking publicly, you know, either face-to-face with my clients or, you know, online or in the media or whatever. So I like to be transparent. And, of course, when you have transparency, you have this amazing virtue. Is it a virtue? This amazing quality. And for me, one of the most amazing qualities that I can be both for myself and for others is to be authentic. I've never been a fan of the superficial, you know, conversation. I've always been a fan of the authentic connection that comes when you meet with people and share time with people. So, you know, that's why I share. I like to be authentic. I like to be transparent. I like to hopefully share some of my story so that it may help and inspire others. And I guess for all of those reasons, that's why you hear about the real me when I'm talking on radio and talking, you know, writing. If you see me as a client, I'm, you know, more careful. You don't need to have a come and see me as a client and have me tell you about my day. But, you know, it's so it's carefully placed and professionally measured, but it's certainly something that I do enjoy doing is sharing my story. So this week, getting onto that topic, that's where I was. It's been a difficult week. It's been a challenging week. And that's okay, you know, because we have them sometimes. And that means when I'm having a better week next week or the week after, it will feel even better because of the contrast. God bless the contrast. This week has been, I would say the themes for this week have been three things. I would say the last 2 weeks. It's been grief, because I've worked with a lot of clients who've experienced loss, loss of loved ones, loss of children. It's been a tough week. And when you are with people and you bear witness to that kind of pain, it's a privileged position to be there when people are experiencing that level of pain. It's a very privileged position, and I feel very honoured to be there. And yet it's beyond words, really. There's no words to describe the pain that the people are feeling and that you are witnessing them feeling. And so what I do in those times is I create a safe place. I do all I can to create a safe place so that they can express whatever it is that they're thinking and feeling in that safe place. There's nothing anyone can ever say to me that will ever leave me thinking that you're crazy or that you're not okay or that you're off the wall in some way, because I understand the depth and the breadth of the human experience. So, you know, I create a safe place. I do all I can for that, and then I reassure, and then I also obviously will share strategies where it's appropriate on how to help look after their feelings and look after themselves so that they can shift their feelings when it's time from that very heavy place that's overwhelming to that place where it feels just a bit lighter and a bit lighter and a bit lighter, and then eventually, you know, a bit better and a bit good. So certainly grief has been a theme of the last 2 weeks. Certainly anxiety and phobias have been the theme of the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I've had some amazing insights into the depth and that anxiety can take people to. You know, I've been doing this work for 21 or 22 years or something like that. So, of course, I have an understanding of knowledge of that anyway. But it's really come home to me in the last 2 weeks, and I'm very grateful for the insights that I've been given, because it means that when I sit with other people or with more people that I can, you know, be of greater service, of course. And then I think the other theme for me over the last couple of weeks, and one that's really important, is a theme about the sacredness of life. And one of the ways that I've been reminded about the sacredness of life is through a very direct and personal experience in my family. And that is, you know, there's a series of genes out there called the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 genes. And the BRCA1 gene was made quite famous, or the incidence of it was made quite famous when Angelina Jolie went, as a result of having BRCA1, I'm not sure if she had BRCA2 as well, but as a result of having the BRCA1 gene, she went and had a complete removal of both her breasts and full mastectomy, and then she had a reconstruction, and she did that very publicly. The BRCA1 gene is in my family, and until a few weeks ago, you know, I figured it was in my more, you know, set kind of a little bit external family, and then it's become known that it's closer to me than that. It's in my immediate family. And so it's been a really interesting and sad, tough time, because when it's tough enough to have aunties and cousins that have a BRCA1 diagnosis, and I've got, you know, aunties and cousins who've had breast cancer itself. And so, you know, you live with a complete awareness of just how precious, you know, our bodies are, our breasts are, our ovaries are. And for those who don't know the BRCA1 gene, you can look at it online, but it increases your chances of having breast cancer and ovarian cancer quite considerably. So I've had an auntie and a cousin, a young, very young woman, a cousin of mine, who had breast cancer. It was really frightening for herself and her family, I'm sure, but she very bravely went through that. I have other cousins, her sisters, who also have the BRCA1 gene, and they've gone ahead and had, you know, the removal of ovaries and their breasts removed and reconstructed as well. And I have an auntie as well that's had breast cancer. So it's within the family, and I always thought it was a little bit more removed, but a couple of weeks ago I've had confirmation that it's a bit closer and in my immediate family as well. So what that's meant is that not only have I felt the extreme concern for my beautiful family member who's had that confirmed that there's a BRCA1 gene for her, and my complete, you know, concern for her and support of her and desire to be helped in any way I can and be there for her. You know, I have also had to go and have the test myself. So the blood tests, I went and had that a couple of weeks ago, I think, a week ago. And now I'm waiting for my test results. For me, you know, what happens for me when I'm faced with that kind of experience for, you know, both for my immediate family but also myself is, for me, I'm just reminded of how precious life is, of absolutely how precious this moment is. Like, you're listening to me right now and I just want to say thank you for that, because the moment that you're giving me, you won't get to, we don't get to have these moments again in this lifetime. So it kind of makes it extremely, extremely precious and extremely important and extremely sacred. We're coming up to a break and I'm going to continue the conversation about the sacredness of this moment in life. And then I'll also be talking about the main focus of today's show, which is living with the rhythm of the moon and how that can enhance your everyday life. Stay with me, enjoy the break, and we'll be back soon. Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Alan Vaisberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, Hi, you're listening to I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanagh. Thank you for continuing to listen. It's a beautiful day here in Australia, and I hope that wherever you are, you're enjoying your moment, because we know that moments are precious. So whether you're driving in the car, whether you're listening as you're maybe cooking tea, What could you possibly be doing while you're listening to my show? Whatever you're doing, I hope that the moment that you're having right now, that you're breathing in every breath, that you're just taking a moment now to be really aware of the miracle that is your body, the miracle that is your health, and the miracle that is the moment that you have right now. Because the moment that you have right now is extremely precious. And this is one of the wisdoms that I was shown, you know, in my work at the hospital with the souls as they were passing and in the emergency room, you know, as they were reflecting on their lives. The people that were passing. And as I was having soul-to-soul communication, it was certainly one of the themes that kept on coming through for me was the preciousness of every moment. And beyond, yep, this is a great moment. Oh, yep, we don't get to live this life again. It was much more than that. It was a really deep appreciation of just how much potential each moment has, you know, just how much potential each moment has to either bring you down or lift you up. And a lot of that sits within the realm of your own thinking and feeling and believing. Yes, there are circumstances, and sometimes it's in the circumstances. However, there's some room there a little bit for you where there's circumstances where, for example, you're having some mental health issues that are beyond you, then my encouragement to you is not to try to think yourself positive out of that, but to just literally, you know, do all you can in that moment then to reach out to find the right people to get the healing for yourself. So whatever it is, whatever's happening in your life, wherever you are, you know, it's really precious. It's really precious, this moment, and I just hope that you're breathing it in, that you're using the opportunity to really appreciate deeply the miracle and the fact that you have life. And whilst ever you have life, you have hope. And so I'm really hoping that you're enjoying that and being aware of that. So that's one of the gifts that, you know, this whole BRCA1 gene has given me over the last couple of weeks is, again, a return to an awareness of just how precious every moment is, because, you know, we have to look after ourselves and we have to be aware that, you know, life is the only moment that we have is now. And I certainly learned that after all the years of working at the hospital and working with some people who died suddenly and unexpectedly and all of that kind of thing. So let's get on to today's show. Before I do that, I would like to mention a couple of really amazing announcements. Now, the first one is this. There is a wonderful social media platform called Simple Reminders. If you're on Facebook, please search it now, Simple Reminders. If you're looking online, I'm wanting you to go to simplereminders.com. 60 million people across the world know about Simple Reminders. That leaves a whole lot more to know about it. So if you're not someone who knows about it, I'm really encouraging you to go there. Simple Reminders is this amazing platform created by Bryant McGill and also his partner Jenny, where they've created this constant flow of beautiful quotes that are just simple reminders of what's really important in life. It's just stunning. And, look, you know, Bryant and Jenny have such a huge following. They are releasing a book called The Simple Reminders Book, and, you know, it's coming out. Its release date is the 19th of May, which is next week. And right now, if you go to simplereminders.com, you will be able to find the link there to pre-order your book and save 80% on the fee, on the cost of that book. So if you're someone who already loves Simple Reminders, then, you know, it's a really great way to support Bryant and Jenny's years of dedication and free reminders by telling your friends as well and getting the book yourself at this 80% discount. Bryant and Jenny have been working tirelessly on that, and just recently Bryant was talking on Sirius XM with Sean with Sean Prillo, and he was speaking with Sean, and there was Bryant and Tony Robbins and Oprah, and they were talking about, you know, the simple steps that you can take to reach your dreams. The other reason I'm really talking about simple reminders as well is because I'm in it. I'm one of the people who has it's been really wonderful that one of my quotes from my book, Wisdom for Your Life, has also been included in this book. And I'm very grateful to Bryant and Jenny for the fact that they saw value in the words in my book. And so my heart is warm at the thought that my book will be shared with an audience of 60 million people. This book is, at this point in time, based on pre-sales, is on track to be a New York Times bestseller. And so, you know, it would be rather amazing for that to happen. It's not there yet, you know, it's never there until it's there. But it's certainly on track to be a New York Times bestseller. So if you're looking for an amazing book full of phenomenal wisdom, presented in a really simple and easy to read style, then please jump online and go to simplereminderbook.com. And if you purchase soon, you're able to do that with an 80% discount on the pre-order. So that's pretty exciting. The other really amazing announcement I have for you is that I'll be talking to John Holland on Hay House Radio on the 22nd of June. I'm really looking forward to that. That interview will be all about my new book, my book, Wisdom for Your Life. It's been out a little bit now. And just have the platform of talking with John and talking to the Hay House Radio listeners. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, what an amazing opportunity. So John's lovely, and he's been very kind to see the value in my story. He's read my book, and he's interested in, as a result of that, interviewing me, and I'm very grateful to him for that. So we'll be talking about the book. We'll be talking about, you know, the messages and understandings I now have about living life in a different way, all the things that I've learned from the hundreds of deaths that I dealt with as a social worker and grief therapist in an busy ER. So it's going to be a great interview. And so if you're listening and you're a Hay House listener, then please jump online and have a look there. Now, that about finishes off my ramblings before we can get into the show. Oh, one more thing. The other thing you can do is, if you've got a question for me right now, I'd like you to jump online to my Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/ Katrina Kavanaugh, KatrinaCavanaugh. And I've just got a little section there where you can post your questions. So I'm encouraging you to hop online and post your question there. And I'll certainly be able to, you know, answer your question if you do so within the next little while, of the next half hour of this show. Okay. I've just got already one question there. Thank you, Ari. I can see that, and I'll be definitely getting to your question as I normally do towards the end of the show. So looking forward to doing that. So let's spend time talking about our amazing topic. And our amazing topic for today's show is living with the rhythm of the moon. When I was younger, my sister and I used to always perform in Estevford's, which is a little, you know, performing arts type of competition. And she used to sing this wonderful song called Pretty Moon. And when I was, when I had my babies, I would always sing that song to them. And it would go something like this. No, I'm only joking, I won't sing for you. You might need to turn the radio off. Only joking. I love the sound of my own voice, even the singing voice. But anyway, this wonderful song talked about the beauty of the moon being up in the sky, and you know, how wonderful it is to look up there and just gaze and really be mesmerized by the beauty of the moon. Now, as I grew older, of course, I realized that the moon offers us much more than that. The moon, you know, influences the tides on the earth. And just as it influences the tides, it influences the rhythm of our own bodies as well. So it's an amazing source of wisdom, really. It's an amazing source of a place that you can refer to really get some balance in your life, because when you're living in sync with the rhythm of the moon. You're living in sync with the ebb and flow of life. You're living in sync with your own body's rhythm as well. So, you know, there's a lot of resources there. So today I wanted to talk through that with you, and I wanted to specifically talk about the different cycles of the moon and how it can impact on our emotions and how you can draw on its power to really, really practice, excuse me, some amazing spiritual practice that can really enhance your everyday life. So let's get cracking with that. We've got a couple of minutes before the next break. I almost lost my voice, is all crackly once again. Now, this happens just about every show, doesn't it? Must be my talking. I'm just going to have a sip of water. We have beautiful water here in the office that is, you know, filtered through beautiful stones. So it always feels like I'm drinking the nectar of the planet when I drink that water. So let's talk about the phase of the new moon. So the new moon is the first phase of the moon, so where it's moving from complete darkness into, and it's beginning to grow, okay? And this makes it the ideal time to create a vision, you know, just as the moon's growing, so you can create and grow your own vision of the way you wish to experience yourself and your life and your relationships and your experiences. Okay, so I often use this time to write a list of intentions or goals for the future. And what I would encourage you to do now is to just make a note of, or over the next few days, just take the time to create the kind of list that you would compile, you know, when you're considering what are your goals for the future, what are your intentions for the future. And the way I always talk to my clients about this, and this is a good old-fashioned therapy question, and the question I say to people is, if I was to wave a magic wand over your life right now, and with the power of the magic wand, everything was transformed and it was exactly as you wanted it to be. And the areas I'm talking about include, oh, here comes the break. I'm going to talk more about the magic wand question after the break. Stay with me. Enjoy the break. Enjoy the moment. And talk soon.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanagh, and welcome back to the second half of the show. Today we're talking about the power of the power and the rhythm of the moon, and we just began talking about before the break about the new moon. Now the new moon is, just to recap, the new moon is the first phase of the moon, and right now when I look at our calendar, it's the next new moon will be on the 18th of May, so that is next Monday. Okay. Now, actually, when I think about it, what an amazing time for the moon to be in that phase, because that's completely in alignment and wonderful. Good timing, Bright, Miguel and Jenny, because with your book coming out on the 19th, it will be able to absolutely be in the flow of that building energy of the moon as it increases from the new moon into a full moon. So very, very well timed. I'm not sure whether you meant to do that on purpose. However, very clever. So what I would suggest to you is, with consideration that next Tuesday the 18th is the beginning of the new moon, I would use that time to, between now and then, let's go with the magic wand question, which is, if I waved a magic wand over your life right now and everything was transformed and was exactly as you wanted it and would like it to be, what would that be like? Okay. What would that be like? So I want you to think about every area of your life, and I want you to begin with the first and most important area, which is, how would you like to be feeling? Every day, as you step through every day, how would you like to be feeling about yourself? How would you like to be thinking about yourself? How would you like to be feeling and experiencing your relationships? Okay. How would you like to be feeling and experiencing your work or your life purpose activities? How would you like to be experiencing, you know, your material life, you know, your finances, your possessions, your health, like every aspect of your life? Just really consider, if I wave the magic wand, how would you like to be feeling and experiencing those areas of your life? The next phase, next question, of course, is, what kind of things would you like to have different? Okay, because there's two perspectives. Because we can be feeling really at peace with our finances, for example, yet our finances may just be exactly as they are now. Oh, I wish that for everyone. You may, though, also not only want to feel at ease with your finances now, you may decide that you'd also like to address the area of increasing your finances as well. So consider those two areas. How do you want to feel about yourself and those different areas of your life? But also, how do you want those things to be different? So consider that. And what I'd encourage you to do is to put as much detail as you like. I'm a big detail girl, so write down as much as you like. And also then, once you've got the list going in your mind, in your heart, I want you to give that list physical form. So whether it's writing that list down in your journal, creating a vision board, or creating some piece of artwork that represents all of that, then just find some way to give that vision, that list, those intentions that you have for yourself and your life, your goals, physical form. At a minimum, I usually write it down, and I'll often add a vision board, or sometimes create a piece of artwork, particularly if it's a feeling I'm trying to create or I am creating. So just sort of have a think about that. And get ready, because the new moon is the 18th of next week of May. So the next phase of the moon is the waxing moon. And the waxing moon is the phase where the moon's growing larger in the sky. And this is a great time to research and begin to take action to move towards your vision. Okay, so you've used the new moon to, you know, kind of get really clear and concrete that the things that you'd like different, okay? And the waxing moon is a great time to then start taking those action steps and doing whatever research you need to be doing to begin to take action to move yourself closer to this vision that you have for your life. It's a great time to gather resources and also focus on strengthening and building strengthening and building your mind and body in preparation for what's to come. So say, for example, you have, you know, a vision for yourself that you want to have, you know, a really busy private practice. I know this one, I've been doing this myself. But to have a private practice that's highly functioning, you need to have good health, right? You need to have good physical health. You need to have good mental health. You need to be, you know, as balanced as you can be, and or at least you need to be very aware of the things that are happening in your emotional life, psychological life, heart life, that could be contributing to or getting in the way of experiencing the easiest version of yourself. So this is a great time in the waxing moon to identify those things that you think you need to work on and that you need to change, the areas that need some transformation, the areas that need strengthening, and begin to take some action steps toward that. Now, let's not get crazy with pressure, you know. We don't need to be completely healing ourselves 100% in the tiny phase of the one waxing moon so then you can go and create the business of your dreams. That's not how it works, but it's about getting the awareness there, you know, because everything's about awareness, isn't it? It's all about awareness. So it's getting the awareness there so that and beginning to take some action steps, because the awareness plus the action will take you to where you want to go, obviously. You know, that's not rocket science, that's just truth. So use the power of the waxing moon to really, really experience, really consider and really research what it is that you need to be shifting. What kind of things do you need to prepare and plan? What resources do you need to gather? And what parts of yourself or your life do you need to strengthen and begin to build in preparation for what is to come? Because let me tell you, once you start creating purposefully your life, it is transformational. You will bring change into your life in a very, very positive and good way. So just really be mindful of the moon and what phase it's at, and really harness that energy because it will propel you forward in ways that, you know, you haven't probably experienced yet. We then move on to the full moon. Okay, now we all know when the full moon is. It's when it's completely at its fullest. It's the most beautiful for me. I mean, the moon's beautiful at any time, of course, but of course I love the beauty of the full moon. And for me, it's when it does feel to be at its strongest, although I know that's not true. I believe every cycle of the moon has its own strength and, you know, I don't really see the full moon phase as being stronger, but it's certainly a time when we feel and perceive it to be quite strong. So the full moon for those of us is due, or it must be in May. It must be in June. We're coming up to a full moon. I'll just get the refresher here. We're coming up to a full moon on it would be about the 2nd and 3rd of June will give us our completely full moon, okay? That's in the northern hemisphere, and I'm pretty certain that's the same in the southern hemisphere. Yeah, that's the same. So 2nd or 3rd of June, we're at the full moon in 2015. So I've got an amazing exercise I'm going to share with you, but the full moon is a time when there is a tide of energy flowing toward the earth, and it's a time when your emotions will also be magnified. So this means that with the power of the moon behind you, your state of feeling good and being in the flow can be completely magnified, and the results will speak for themselves, okay? Because it's impossible to be feeling in the flow and to not manifest many wonderful opportunities and positive experiences. We know that the full moon is so powerful because, I mean, I'll often experience a heightened sense of emotion myself. There's a reason why they call, you know, lunacy, where people who have, you know, it's a horrible reference. But we know that, you know, there's more presentations, for example, at psychiatric facilities in the full moon. So we know that the power of the moon is quite strong. So harnessing the positive aspect or the positive version of that amazing power is what I'm wanting you to do with this process I'm talking about. So to do that, I wanted to share with you a beautiful full moon exercise. If you'd like to have more details on this, I've got an article published on this at Unbalanced by Deborah Hutton. And after this show, I'll actually post a link, a direct link to that to this, I'll put it up there in the, on the break on my facebook.com /Katrina Kavanagh on my page. I'll probably pop it on Twitter if I can, if I kind of work out how I do that. And then also I'll pop it on Instagram if I can. I'm still working out Instagram, but I'm loving it all the same. So, you know, it's I'll show you the link on for the full article that describes this if you want a reference to the full moon exercise. But for now we're on radio, right? So you can read the article anytime. And the on radio I want to talk to you about the full moon exercise. So I'll often use this exercise when I've got my usual intentional work, you know, practice going. I use sort of 6 steps intention program. And it's sort of operational. And I'll often, for me, because I use intentions all the time, now if you're new to intentions, using the full moon is great too. It's a great time to start. But if I'm, you know, I have my usual practice. So for me, the way I use the power of the full moon is actually to supercharge and super boost, you know, the intentions that I'm engaged, that I'm fulfilling, you know, in my everyday life. So what I'll do is at the time of the full moon, then here's the exercise. At the time of the full moon, I'll write a list of all that I feel grateful for, okay? And once my list is complete, I'll take some time to read my list in the light of the full moon. And I'll make sure I won't just stand there and read it quickly through. I'll read each item and then I'll allow my heart and my body to really feel deeply the gratitude for each item. Now, my list can be quite long, so I can be out there for quite a while, which in winter is challenging because I don't like the cold. However, it's a nice practice. Sometimes I'll do it from inside looking through the window because, quite frankly, it's warmer in there. and that's okay. There's, it, you know, the experience of a house and glass and bricks and mortar and whatever does not deplete the energy of the moon. So, you know, I'll look at the moon, I'll be in the light of the moon, and I will read over my beautiful list of all the things that I'm grateful for, okay? And as I'm reading, I'm really keeping my awareness on the way my mind and body and soul is shifting to a place of feeling deeply happy and pleased with the wonderful items on my list, okay? After the break, I'll talk to you about the next step I take. Stay with me. Enjoy. I'm enjoying the show. Talk soon.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Katrina Kavanagh here on my great, wonderful show that I enjoy so much. And I call it great and wonderful because it's not so much whether you all think it's great and wonderful. I think it's great and wonderful for me to do it. I'm talking about how I feel when I do it. You know, I just love doing this show. It means a lot to me. I get a lot of messages during the week as well about the show. And I just love bringing to you and offering a segment of time where I can offer and share with you the stuff that I know and that I'm being shown all the time, and obviously in the future guests and all that kind of stuff, just so with the hope that the stuff that we talk about actually gives you some lightness in your day and helps you live life in a way that is really meaningful and authentic for you. So, and easy and good and fun and all that great stuff. So we've just been talking about the moon and the power of the moon, and I'm stepping you through a full moon exercise. So where we're up to is you've written a beautiful list of all the things you're grateful for, and as you're now standing in the light of the full moon and you're reading the list, and as you're reading the list, you're keeping your awareness on the way your mind and your body and your soul is shifting to a place of feeling deeply happy and pleased with the wonderful items on your list. What I'd like you to do next is to take a deep breath and then close your eyes and visualize the fullness of the moon washing over you and gently guiding you to an even greater state of joy. And once you are in that wonderful state of joy, this is the time to read over again the list of your desires that you wrote at the time of the new moon, okay? So that's the list we spoke about for you previously, the list of things that you wish to create, the list that you wrote when you ponder that question, if I could wave a magic wand over my life, what would I want different and how could I shift? How would I want to be feeling about myself and my life? That's the stuff we just spoke about, yeah? So I want you to, in that amazing state of joy, to be able to read over that list that you created in the time of the new moon again. And then what I'd love you to do is to take a few minutes to focus upon what it is like to be living like these things have already manifested in your life and really feel the flow of this experience. And as you step away from the gaze of the moon, as you're completing this exercise, just when you're ready, you step away and just know that as you step away that you have created the life of your dreams in the most powerful way, okay? Now, usually for me at this stage, I find myself feeling a really deep sense of gratitude to the moon for the way it has really enhanced the manifestation process. So that is the full moon exercise that I wanted to share with you. The next and final phase of the moon is what is referred to as the waning moon, okay? And the waning moon occurs in the days that follow the full moon as the moon once again returns and starts to become smaller and smaller and smaller, moving towards the next phase again, which is the new moon. And the waning moon is a wonderful time to focus upon the areas of your life that you wish to clear, change and shift, okay? And the key here is not is that you don't have to know how to make the changes or how to clear away the obstacles in your life. You just have to identify what they are, okay? You just have to identify them and decide that you will use the power of the moon, power of the waning moon, to help you, to help these changes manifest, to help the clearings take place, to help the shifts come into form in your life and the changes to come into form. And it is as simple as that. So just use the power of the waning moon to once again sit down, contemplate over the few days that occupies the stage of the waning moon, and just, you know, really identify, write those things down, the things that you wish to clear and change and shift about yourself, about your life, and about your relationships, okay? And what you will find then is as you're, you know, living in the days that are the waning moon, all you have to do then is pay attention to the information that crosses your path. So, you know, you'll discover that the right book or the right conversation or a piece of wisdom or a person or someone will cross your path and they'll begin to help you make the changes that you need, okay? So that for me really concludes that's the conversation I want to have with you about the moon. they're the phases of the moon that I utilize. I mean, that they are the phases of the moon, and that's the way I utilize them. And, you know, I think when you work with the energy of the moon from the spiritual perspective, it can really make a difference in a practical way in your everyday life. It can make a difference in a practical way in the way your mood is, in the way you're feeling, the way you're believing, and the way you're creating your experiences. So from my heart to yours, I hope this is of service to you and that you find it to be of benefit and you get to use it in a beautiful way. I want to change course now, or change a little bit of vibration. And I want to finish the show with two things. I want to answer some questions that I have here online. Where is my? Here it is. So I'm just checking in online at facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh. And I'm just looking at the questions that have been posted. And hello, Ari. Thank you once again for your question. It's lovely. And Ari's written in and she said, hello, Katrina. I'm wondering if Eddie, a man who's come into my life with a business deal, is a good partner for me. Thank you and blessings. So, Ari, I'm going to right now take a deep breath. And as I take a deep breath and relax, I'm becoming aware of the power and the wisdom that I naturally am, the intuition that I naturally am, and I'm setting the intention to be of service to you as I look and connect with the energy that you are, Ari, and I look at the energy of this person, Eddie. Eddie's got a lot of good ideas. Eddie's got a lot of good ideas, and I can hear you. I can see you hearing them, listening to them, having some doubts, a couple of doubts there. But you see the strength of the ideas. They're very powerful ideas, I think, too. Look, what I see for you in this is I think Eddie's coming to your life and offering you a really great opportunity to learn the area of discernment. Not that anything he's got to say is bad, it's not. He's just a high-energy person. I feel like he's a really high-energy person. And what I want to talk to you about is listening to his ideas, but taking your time to really process them and make sure that they are the right ideas for you, okay, and for your business, okay. I want you to really, really contemplate. I want you to slow it down. I'm not talking about stopping. I'm talking about slowing down. I want you to slow it down and really contemplate and consider if he is a good man and worth it, he will wait for you to take the time. Do things like sleeping on decisions, consult with others, all of those kind of things, because I feel like his ideas are wonderful, they're quick, they're fast, and I think you will take a form of them and move them forward in your own life, okay? I think you might tweak a few things. I'm not feeling like you will take on everything as it is presented to you. So I'm encouraging you to do that, and I hope that that is helpful to you. I hope that that is helpful to you. Okay, Ari, let me know if it is or if it's not, and we can go over that. So if you're looking to connect with me, I want you to know that you can find me at katrinakavanagh.com. So that's Katrina, and then Kavanagh's a funny spelling, gifted to me by the process of marrying my lovely husband. That's funny. And so if you want to, please find me at Katrina Kavanagh, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H. I would love you to find me online, connect with me on social media at Facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh. You can find me on Twitter at Kat, K-A-T, Kavanagh, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H 777. You can find me at Instagram on _KatrinaKavanagh. Find me in all of those places. Join me. I love the connections. Please write to me if you're loving the show. I really am grateful and I do all I can to respond to as many of those messages as I can. Check out John Holland, the lovely John Holland, who's having me with him on his Hay House radio show, Spirit Connections. I'll be on there on the 22nd of June, and I'm really looking forward to that. For more information on John Holland, I'd encourage you to go to John Holland, John, JohnHolland.com for more information. And also, I am so excited that by the time I talk to you next week, The Simple Reminders book by Bryant McGill and Jenny Young will be out, will be available will be launched on the 19th of next month. Brian's a wonderful man. He was most recently talking with Tony Robbins and Oprah on Sirius XM on the Sean Prelow show. It's just, he's a great man, and I'm very humbled to say that some of my writings are also included in Simple Reminders. If you're looking to pre-order at an 80% discounted rate, I sound like one of those salespeople, I don't normally do that, but really that's pretty cool, then go to simplereminders.com. I will be having Bryant on the show here in a while. We're just setting up a date, and he'll be talking about Simple Reminders and talking about his life and about all the amazing wisdoms that he has to share too with you. So please feel free to do that. Share all that information with as many people as you can, because this book is on track to be a New York Times bestseller. It's already coming to an audience of 60 million people, and I'd love for you to be on board and be part of that process. We're coming to the end of our show. I want to thank you for listening. When you listen to my show, it warms my heart. It gives me great joy to think that I can be of service in this way, and that a platform such as an online radio show here on Om Times Radio could actually help someone live a better life. I've got emails to say that already my show is being transformational for some people, and I don't know how what I say with that with words. It's just, it's heartwarming, and it keeps me going. It keeps me wanting to do this show. It keeps me wanting to reach out to people, and it keeps me wanting to be of service. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week. Check out simplereminders.com, johnholland.com, and katrinakavanagh.com. Sending you lots of love. Namaste. Bye-bye.